Ya'amod Yehoshua Bart Bar Shaul Dayan La Torah. Come and rise, Joshua, son of Paul and Dayan, to the Torah. Shofar call. Who presents this young man for his mitzvah this morning? A prayer shawl is, in Hebrew, another word for the word tent. And tent would be the beginning of creating your own home. In Scripture also, it is equated with the idea of a closet. So when Yeshua, when Messiah says, go into your closet and pray, he would have probably meant a tallit. We even know as Yeshua was about to be hung on the tree, there was a garment with no hem, four corners and no hem. And that was bartered over because they could not rip it. Most probably it would have been his prayer tent, that which he would have gone in to pray. These, as you go forward, would be his covering. When he is married, he will be married under a tallit, under a covering. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kishana b'mitzvotov, v'tzivanu al mitzvot tzitzit. Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, who sanctifies us by his commandments and commands us the command of Tzitzit. If you'll please stand. We're on page 32 for the Ein Kamocha. We're going to start in the Hebrew.
Ein Kamocha Elohim Yahweh V'Ein Kemasecha Malchuko Malchuko Malamim U'meshavtecha Bekodor Vador Yahweh Melech, Yahweh Malach, Yahweh Imloch, Le'lam Va'en, Yahweh Ozemo Itain, Yahweh Everak, Edomo Vashalom.
And in English?
There's none like unto you, among the mighty Yahweh.
And there are no deeds like yours. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh reigns. Yahweh has reigned. Yahweh will reign forever and ever. May Yahweh give strength unto his people. May Yahweh bless his people with peace. We're going into the Torah procession. When we start into the Torah procession, Joshua and Nathanael head over to get the Torah out of the ark. The Torah will then be carried around the building. The point being is this is his word made flesh. We know in John it says of Messiah, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. And as Messiah would walk through this earth, people would come to him. In this regard, this is just a scroll. But even though it's just a scroll, it represents God's word. So traditionally, as he carries it around, if you would like, you may take, for those who have tzitzit, you can take the tzitzit and you can touch it and bring them to your lips. You can take it with your hand, touch it and bring it to your lips. Some will take their siddur, bring it to their lips. The point being is, I want his words on my lips. That's the goal. We're not worshiping this thing that walks around. It's not for us to kneel or to bow to. But it's a recognition of his word and how awesome his word is. Again, It is for him to carry it through his life. It will not always be light, but he will always have Yahweh's help as he goes through the process. Start walking. So start in the Hebrew. Vahia ben Soah Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Yahweh, Vayafutsu Oivecha, Vayanusu Mishinecha, Mechanecha, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Udavar Yahweh. Me'arushalayim, Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah, Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah, Le'amo Israel, B'kadushato. And it came to pass when the ark moved forward, Moses said, Rise up, O Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel. And now for the Torah procession. Again, you do not have to. If you will turn with me to page 34 for our pre-Torah blessings.
Baruch Yahweh Hamborach.
Baruch Yahweh Hamborach Le'olam Va'ed.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bacharnu Mikol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah.
Amen. And in English?
Bless Yahweh, who do you praise?
Praise be Yahweh, who is blessed for all eternity.
Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us your Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Amen. Amen. Joshua will now be reading from his portion, which he chose as the portion that was important to him.
Be'omer, Yahweh, El, Moshe, Bo, El, Pharaoh, Kini, Hich, Badeti, Et, Libo, Ve'et, Lev, Avadav, Lama'an, Shiti, Otote, Ele, Bekirbo, Ulma'an, Tesper, Ba'azni, Vincha, Uven, Bincha, Et, Asher, Hitaloti, Bemitraim, Ve'et, Otote, Asher, Samti, Vam, Vidatem, Kini, Yahweh.
Amen. And in English,
God said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh. I have made him and his advisors stubborn, so that I will be able to demonstrate these miraculous signs among them. You will be able to confide to your children and your grandchildren how I made fools of the Egyptians and how I performed miraculous signs among them. You will then fully realize that I am God."
Amen. Now page 35 for our pre-half Torah blessings.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar binvim tovim ratza b'divrehem hanemarim b'emet. Baruch atah Yahweh haboher b'torah u'moshe avdo u'Yisrael amo Uvin vie hamet vatzedek.
In English together.
Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, who selected good prophets, delighting in their words, which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chose the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Amen. Now from his half Torah, which is from Jeremiah.
Hadavar Asher Deber Yahweh El Yirmiyahu Hanavi Lavo Navu Hadretzar Melech Bavel Lehakot Et Eretz Mitzrayim.
And in English,
the word that God spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt.
Amen. You may be seated. Again, it is important for a young person to pick their own scripture. For those who may not know that go through the class, you go through 1 year of reading the Torah every week and us discussing it and talking about it. And then once the year's up, the student comes to me and says, "This portion was important to me, or it touched me, or it was significant to me." And they pick that portion. And it is that portion that has touched their heart, that is important to them, that's their portion forever. It will always be their portion. It's almost like a birthday. And so this is the portion Joshua has chosen from Bo, and this is the teaching that he feels is important to him, and he wanted to share it today. Gonna work. patience and time is always a blessing and lesson.
Okay. My teaching is on the domino effects of the plagues in Egypt. How each plague makes the other possible. First plague is the plague of blood. It's Exodus 7:14 through 24. The Nile will turn to blood. Even the water in wooden buckets and stone jars will become blood. So everything will become blood. All the fish will die. The river will stink. It will become undrinkable. And to find water, they'll have to dig next to the Nile to find drinkable water. This is red tide. It goes through rivers and kills all the fish. Then it goes to the plague of frogs. Exodus 7:25 through 8:15. It'll be 7 days after the plague of blood. So each plague could be on like the Sabbath or some specific day. The magicians could duplicate it, could make the frogs get out of the river. Pharaoh asks for a prayer, so he calls Moses and Aaron to pray to get rid of the frogs. Moses offers for Pharaoh to choose when the frogs will leave, and Pharaoh chooses tomorrow. Some weird reason. I would choose today. The frogs die and are collected into reeking piles. It's very smelly. And frogs. And the plague of gnats, Exodus 8:16 through 19. Animals strike the ground and the dust will become gnats. Magicians couldn't replicate transformation. It'd be really hard, dust to gnats. Gnats were on everything, every man, every animal. And the magicians say, this is the hand of God, so they're beginning to think. And that's the transformation. And the plague of flies, Exodus 8:20-32. Moses gets up early to confront Pharaoh, so it's early in the morning. No swarms of flies were in Goshen, home of the Israelites. The land of Egypt was ruined by flies. Pharaoh lets the Israelites sacrifice in the desert for 3 days. The flies leave Egypt, and then Pharaoh changes his mind, doesn't let them leave. And flies over Egypt. Very annoying. Plague of livestock, Exodus 9:1-7. Kills horses, donkeys, camels, the cows, sheep, and the goats. So, mostly everything. Only on the Egyptians, not on the Israelites in Goshen. And Pharaoh sends men to investigate and finds no animal dead in Goshen. It's cows dying. Plague of boils, Exodus 9:8-12. A handful of soot from the furnace is thrown in the air in the presence of Pharaoh, and it becomes fine dust over Egypt. Festering boils on both man and whatever animals are left. Magicians can't stand before Moses because of the boils. Spoils on man and donkey. Plague of hail, Exodus 9:13-35. God threatens Pharaoh, says he's going to begin all the real devastating plagues. Officials that feared the Lord moved their belongings under a shelter, because that's what all the Israelites were told to do, so they did it too. Hail doesn't fall on Goshen, home of the Israelites. Pharaoh summons Moses and Aaron. hate to be the messenger. He tells them to leave and pray. It destroys the flax and the barley, but leaves the wheat because it wasn't in bloom yet. That's plague of hail. Plague of locusts is Exodus 10:1-20. Officials asked Pharaoh to let the Israelites go worship the Lord, to the Lord, because they've ruined the land, so they're getting annoyed with all these plagues. And Pharaoh only allows the men to leave, but they choose to decline because it's for everybody. The locusts cover the ground until it was black, and they devour all the crops left after the plague of hail. It's locusts. And the plague of darkness, Exodus 10:21-29. Darkness covered Egypt. The darkness could be felt. It covered Egypt for 3 days. Pharaoh lets the Israelites go to worship and pray, but they have to leave their herds. They decide they don't want to go because they wouldn't be able to sacrifice without their herds. And that's darkness. The after volcano, it's all the ash, and that's in the middle of the day. Then the plague of the firstborn, the 10th and last plague. Every firstborn in Egypt will die. Men, women, and animals firstborn will die. Israelites were forced out of the land after this last plague. So before they left, they asked all their neighbors for silver and gold. And this plague of the firstborn. And here's possible dominoes. When water turns to blood, the fish die. Fish die. They can't eat the tadpoles, so the tadpoles multiply. Then the tadpoles turn to frogs, so the frogs leave the river. And when the frogs die, gnats and flies come, because frogs aren't there to eat the gnats and flies. Then the gnats and flies, they're like mosquitoes, so they bite the animals and the people, dead and alive. So it kills the livestock, and it gives people boils. And it's the domino effect.
If you'll please stand. Turn to page 34 for our post-Torah blessings.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lenu Torat emet, v'chayei olam nata betochenu, Baruch atah Yahweh noten ha-Torah. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and planted life everlasting in our midst. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Amen. Return with me to page 36. Blessings after the half-Torah.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, zohar kaholamim, tzedik b'kol ha'arot, ha'el ha'neman, ha'omer v'yaseh, Hamdaberum kayim, shekol devarav, emet vatzedek, neman, atahu Yahweh Eloheinu, v'ne'emanim devarecha, v'varechad midvarecha, echor leshuv reikam, ki el melech neman, rachaman atah, baruch atah, Yahweh, ha'el ha'neman, v'chol devarav.
Amen. And in English?
Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King of the universe, Rock of ages, righteous throughout all generations. You are a faithful God, promising and then performing, speaking and then fulfilling. For your words are true and righteousness.
Faithful are
you, Yahweh Elohim, and faithful are your words. For no word of yours shall remain unfaithful. You are a faithful and merciful God and King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Elohim, who is faithful in fulfilling your words.
Amen.
The scroll is now lifted and turned. The point being is, while me and Nathaniel have stood as witnesses to him reading, it is now for all of you to be witness to the reality of seeing, yes, this is the Torah that Moses was given by Yahweh.
And this is the Torah that given by like Moses to the children Torah, of Israel at the command of Yahweh.
You guys get the other ends for me, the top ends. Thank you. To this point, that Joshua is going to roll the Torah together. The point in this symbolic is that we would close up and that the word would be in our heart for us not to forget it. And I will tell you, with all the nerves that are going through his stomach and his mind, I have no doubt he will never forget today, nor the portion. These words will be in his heart forever. Then there's the covering. There are many things to be taken from this. The word is a covering for us. It always has been. It was the word that had to have the blood put upon it when it was in the Holy of Holies. And when we see Messiah, when he's nailed to the tree, it is the reality of the word actually bleeding. Provide covering and atonement. He will take and put it in the ark. Again, the ark in this case is like the heart. He will pass it off to go into the ark. That the word would be a treasure. It is the treasure that he gives to us. For him to close it up. If you will turn with me for one more prayer. On page 37, the Eitz Chaim.
Et chayim hi lemak zikeba v'tom he ha meusha derache ha darchan noam v'kol tivoteka shalom hashirenu Yahweh v'recha v'na shuva kadesh kadesh amenu
in English?
It is a tree of life for those who take hold of it, and happy are those who support it. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. Turn us, Yahweh, to you, and we shall come. Renew our days as of old.
Amen. I'm going to ask Diane's mother. Diane's mother. Joshua's mother and grandmother to come forward. You come stand out in front. And for the first time, I can introduce officially Yehoshua Bar Torah Bar Mitzvah. Joshua, son of the Torah, son of the commandments. Amen.